Welcome to Paint Ed. Hey, I'm Chris Shank, the education guy at the Painting Contractors Association. PCA provides painting contractors with the training and connections they need to grow their business. To find out more, visit pcapainted.org. Do you provide your customers with a competitive warranty for the work you do? If so, do you know how to use it to close more sales? On this episode of Paint Ed, Randy Fornoff of MTS Painting in Mesa, Arizona, discusses how he differentiates between a labor warranty and the label warranty on the paint materials. We talk about how many years warranties should extend and touch on exclusions that protect your profits without compromising your integrity. Don't miss the live webinar with Randy on Wednesday, August 14th at 3 p.m. Central, where you will learn what other contractors are doing, how you can build a more competitive warranty, and how to better leverage your warranty in your contracts to close more sales. Visit pca.org for more details. Hey, Randy, welcome to Paint Ed.
Thanks, Chris. Glad to be here. Glad to serve the community here.
Absolutely. We're always happy to have you in PCA education. You do some great pieces from time to time. We're going to be talking about warranties, something that I think you know a lot about and you've talked with other people about. I'm kind of curious how this is working out in your area, because with the weather out there and you have different conditions that you're painting in, and you know, I'm sure everybody's dealing with their own challenges, but one of the things that we're hearing across the board is everybody has something, a little bit of a different warranty for their labor, and they may pull in manufacturer's warranty in a different way. But I've just heard a lot of different ways people go about this. I like the way you go about it. So Randy, if you don't mind just kind of kicking this off, what do you offer by way of warranty to your customers? How much of that is labor warranty? How much of that is manufacturer's?
Right. There's a lot to warranties and, you know, and how you consider them, what's a warranty and, you know, what are you guaranteeing and stuff like that. Really, all of us painters, what we're doing is we're guaranteeing satisfaction. That's what we're trying to do. That's just kind of standard. Everybody has to do that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in business. But I take warranty to a different level, and we use it as a marketing tool and a sales tool. Basically, what we do on exteriors is a 7-year standard warranty, we call it. So we market that. We got this cool looking badge. I'll show you when we do a webinar. We have this cool little badge that is on our website and goes out. As far as interior warranty, we just base that. We really don't write a written warranty. It would be there, but really we focus on the exterior warranty. Just to close out the interior portion. Basically, we have a license here. We have a licensing bureau in Arizona. It's called the ROC, the Register of Contractors, and they require 2 years. And so 2 years workmanship, and so that covers everything. If you can't get it the last two years, then you shouldn't paint it. That's as far as they're concerned.
Gotcha. And do they put a lot of details in there or restrictions as far as like how that works and what's required of you?
They don't. Now, but this is live person. So in other words, if you mess up and then fight it with your customer, then you both can take it. Well, actually, the customer has to do it. I can't take the customer to the ROC. The customer has to file a claim, and then you have an inspector come out and inspect it. And so it's pretty dicey that way. As far as written standards, they have seven written standards that they have documented, but they're all for new construction. So when I say that, all the homes in a row that they build out here, all the developments and stuff like that, they're really not for repaint. They don't cover repaint very well. So we have to depend on the PDCA standards, but we can talk more about that later.
Okay, definitely. So there's a 2-year there, and that's for interior?
Right. Okay. So that's just standard operation. That's for interior, exterior. That's everything for us.
Oh, okay.
No matter what, we have to go by that.
Okay.
That's law, pretty much.
And then, but you go beyond for the 7 years.
Yes, definitely. Okay. So so we do the 7-year warranty, exterior warranty. And so really what it reads is we warranty against peeling, chalking. So basically the warranty, my clause on my contract reads a conditional labor and material warranty. We're going to talk about that in a bit, against peeling, chalking, blistering, and extreme fading is how I read it. is implied on these newly applied coatings for, this one says for 4 years from the date of substantial completion. Warranty excludes, and so we're going to talk about exclusions in a minute, and I'll read that.
Okay.
So we're warranty against peeling, chalking, blistering, really is what we're warranting against. And so we got to have the right materials in place so it doesn't do that. We got to have the right processes in place to do that. So that's our basic warranty. Now, if you heard me read there, then I said extreme fading. Now, around the country, well, you know, maybe the Southwest it affects. Maybe, I'm not sure how it is in the East and what have you, but out here we have the UV rays just kill us. Mm-hmm. You know, we got, 300 days of sunshine. You know, it's strong sunshine. It's hot out. So extreme fade. Fade is tricky for us. No manufacturer, and you can check with your manufacturers, no manufacturer warrants against fade. Now, that's why I wrote it with extreme fade, because here's the problem. Even if you do like the 7-year warranty that we have here, if we go out and we touch up a spot in the middle of the wall, we got a problem. You know, maybe we had a little peeling, or, you know, we didn't prep it right, or something happened in the paint. Who knows? But we go out and touch it up, but it's not going to match. If we touch it up in 2 years later, a year later,
right,
certain colors out here, it's not going to match in the middle of the wall. And so that's fade. So we got to be careful with fade. So we have a problem with that warranty. We either got to paint corner to corner is what we would have to do, or natural break to natural break is sometimes how I say it. So in other words, we got to make the people's house look good. Mm-hmm. Now, per the way my warranty is written in my online warranty, where it's really spelled out, it's we only have to patch that little spot, whether it fades, you know, whether it matches or not. So tricky areas in warranty. There is some risk in a warranty, and we can talk more about that if you want. But that fading is a tricky one. No manufacturer will warrant fading.
Wow.
And so you can't just put the word fade in there. I put the word extreme fade just to make sure.
Okay, let's talk about what are some of the restrictions there.
So there is restrictions on it. And so here's how I write the warranty exclusions. So warranty excludes damages caused by consistent moisture intrusion. And then in parentheses on this bit I have in front of me is irrigation and soil saturation at base. So that's in parentheses. And let me continue the sentence. And unstable substrates. And then I got another parentheses here. That means previous coatings and spalling masonry block I have on this one. So the stuff in parentheses is kind of job specific. And so basically, I exclude any moisture intrusion damage and any unstable substrates. So what are unstable or moisture intrusion? Of course, out here in Arizona, you're not going to have this as much around the country. You will in the Southwest, but we have sprinklers. People still grow grass, and they put them right up the grass, right up to their house, or right up to the pony walls and the landscape walls is what I call them, and their border fence walls, if you can picture that. Now, back east, you guys probably don't have as much as that as we do out here, but we have masonry walls and stucco walls that border all of our yards, 5 to 6 foot high. I remember when I moved out here in 1980, I'm driving out here when I first saw it, and going, why does everybody have fence walls? Because I'm from Buffalo, New York, and we had 3-foot chain link fences in between houses.
Yeah.
Maybe 4-lane, you know. I wasn't used to walls. But we have a lot of them out here, and they put grass right up to them. So in Arizona, you got to water your grass daily if you want grass. So now you got constant moisture just hitting that wall. Paint's not waterproof. It's not designed to repel moisture like that.
And is that something that you have to tell people? I mean, because would you still paint there and just tell people about those exclusions? Do you tend not to paint those areas?
Right. No, we would still paint them.
Mm-hmm. You just let them know about the exclusion.
Yeah, we would still paint it, but it's excluded in the warranty. And we would talk about it in our sales, too, because we would give them suggestions most of the time. We would tell them, you know, you really should get the moisture off the wall there. Just put a landscape barrier out there, and put some desert landscaping, you know, 2 to 3 foot out. You know, we would tell them to move their sprinklers out, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So it's all part of the sales at that point. You know, if we can help them to get their house to look better longer, they like that. Even though we're not going to do that work, we're not landscapers, we're not going to solve the problem for them.
Right.
And so that's where the moisture intrusion comes in. There's other areas, too. We have flat roofs out here. We have a lot of Santa Fe style homes and you know, the flat roof styles. Well, there's parapets that leak. And so the moisture coming in through the top of the parapet walls. So that's moisture intrusion. Roof leaks can cause moisture intrusion. So anything where we have moisture issues. The other one I mentioned there is soil saturation at base. A lot of times we have desert landscaping going around the house. But underneath that desert landscape. So when I say desert landscaping, I mean stone. Mm. So landscape stone. You know, what happens is, you know, the foundation's one of the worst spots for us out here, probably is for everybody. That foundation stem wall always peels first because the moisture saturates up into the concrete. You know, we only paint down to the ground level. Well, the soil below there is all moisture. And so it wicks up and it causes damage there. A lot of people say, well, I don't have any sprinklers there. There's no water there. And then, so I'll take my foot and dig down through the landscape stone and there'll be a puddle down there.
Yeah.
And I go, well, where's that water coming from? Well, what happens is the dirt is pitched back to the house. Hmm. The nice landscape stone might be pitched away from the house, but the dirt is pitched back to the house. Hmm. So 5 feet away is an irrigation line on a tree or a bush.
Yeah.
It's flowing to the wall.
Yeah.
And so it's always an interesting conversation.
Okay. So how are you differentiating between warranty of your labor and then warranty of the paint itself? Like, you have to kind of know that pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, very good. That's a good question. So let's talk about that just in general. We do an MTS painting, my company, we do a labor and material warranty. We advertise that. I make it bold in my contract that it's labor and materials. We speak to that. Because most of our competition might tout a warranty. In fact, we got competition that has a 10-year warranty. But if you go read it, it doesn't say labor.
Mm.
It just says, it doesn't say labor or material. It just says a 10-year warranty. Mm. And so it doesn't necessarily cover the labor legally, you know, in legal terms. Ours does. Mm. And so that's why I have it written that way.
Do you point out for them that the competition is not offering the labor warranty?
Sometimes we do. It depends on the customer.
Yeah.
We've been burned, and this is a sales thing. We've been burned by downing. All of a sudden, people think that we downed our competition. You don't want to down your competition.
Right. Okay.
It makes you look bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had times. So a lot of times we do. Most of the time they do. If they bring up the warranty, we definitely do. You know, and ask them to read the warranty carefully and then compare to ours, because ours is labor and materials.
Mm-hmm.
So we do need to talk. We talk about that. We don't bring that up. We don't start touting that super a lot in our sales in comparison to others anyways.
Okay. Gotcha.
But there is a big difference between labor and material warranty and just a material warranty. The manufacturers give us material warranties. And basically, what a manufacturer's label warranty is the term I use. So it's, you just go out and read any can, and it usually has a little thing on there, and it's called a label warranty. If not, you can talk to your manufacturer, and they'll give you a copy of what that warranty is. It's really what my warranty is based on. I read their warranty, and just, you know, when you go to my online warranty, the bigger write-up.
Mm.
I keep a small contract. I'm a one-page contract guy, or one- or two-page contract guy. And so I don't put everything in my contracts. I refer people out to our website to get the details.
I was going to ask you about that, how much you were putting in your contracts. Okay, gotcha.
I like them small. I don't like to confuse people, but that has to do with sales and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the material warranty, a label warranty from the manufacturer, is material only. In other words, you know, let me use the example this way. Even for a homeowner. So a homeowner goes to a paint manufacturer store or company, any one of them, box store or individual, and they say, oh, your paint's peeling. Well, they say, you know, well, show me a picture. We can send somebody out there to look at it. Or most of the time what they do is, you know, if they, especially if you just show them a picture or what have you, they're not going to go out and argue. Even if the sprinklers are hitting, some, you know, most of the time they're just going to give them a gallon of paint. Say, there you go.
Right.
You know, that's a material warranty. Hmm. There's no labor involved with it. You know, what did that cost the manufacturer? To, you know, maybe $10, right. $15 to manufacture. I know paint costs more than that, but for them to manufacture it, it's a lot less. And so that's their theory on it. And, it, you know, and it works, what have you. I've seen the manufacturers take care of homeowners. You know, and I've had homeowners call me and say, hey, they're warranting it, but I need somebody to put it on. So, we, you know, the homeowner has to pay me for the labor to put on this free paint that they got from the manufacturer,
right,
under warranty. And so we did that a long time ago. It was kind of interesting. It really wasn't the manufacturer's fault, but they just gave it to this guy. They gave up on this guy. The guy just probably hounded him.
Uh-huh. And then you guys applied it. Okay, so if somebody is calling you back because there's a paint failure of some sort, that's on the part of the manufacturer, which I'm guessing doesn't happen all that often.
Correct.
You're still covering the labor to reapply, I'm guessing, how does that work? Are you going to the manufacturer and getting them, getting the costs from them for your labor?
Yes. So at times, so this is where a good relationship with your manufacturer, your suppliers, is very important. If you're not throwing them under the bus all the time, if you're working with them, you know, and you don't demand things, you know, build a relationship with your manufacturers, because this can come handy. You know, I've had situations where I have had paint fail. We had one home where it just chalked up and faded within a year. Hmm. And it was just a knot. It was high quality paint, too. It wasn't low end, wasn't top of the line, but within a year, I mean, it was fully chalking up. Most painters understand what I mean. In Arizona, we have to check for chalk all the time. Mm. First thing I do when I walk up and estimate a house is wipe my hand at a wall and see how chalky it is. Mm-hmm. That's when the paint disintegrates. So we had this warranty. So what the manufacturer does, it takes time. It doesn't happen real quick. They try to look up batching of the can. So see if you can get the can that we left on site with the homeowner. There's batching numbers on the bottom of the can. There's a stamp if it's still readable. And they try to do some research to see if they've had any other problems with the batching. So I think everybody knows what I mean by batching. They make paint in large vats and stuff like that. So that's a batch. Mm. And so, you know, they want to see if there was just something wrong with that one mix. In this case, they couldn't find anything. I did have the batching numbers. They couldn't find anything, but it was definitely fading. So they took care of it on it. With that warranty, they actually paid my bill. I submitted a price to them. I basically gave them a proposal. I said, this is what it's going to cost to repaint. And they paid me directly a check. They actually wrote, no, they just took it off my bill. That's what it was. They took it off my account. So they just cleanly deducted. Wow. I mean, this was a lot of money. This was $3,000.
Wow.
And so that was a rare case. I rarely see manufacturer defects like that. Mm-hmm. That's really what they're warranting, is manufacturing defects.
Gotcha.
Now, they didn't have to. They did not have to. Per our written agreement with them, they don't cover labor. Hmm. They basically don't. So it's a relationship thing. They will take care of it. You know, they don't want a bad name out there either, you know, in poor paint. Right. So when they do have, you know, something freak like that, they want to take care of it. And they, you know, not that they want to keep it quiet, but they do. You know, I'm going to be good about it. What am I going to do? I'm going to tout them as, hey, they did a great job and took care of me.
Right.
What a great company.
Yeah, because now this warranty becomes worth something because somebody's backing me up and warranting my work in a sense.
Yep.
Well, let me ask you some quick questions here. Okay. Do you think warranties like this, and I know this is almost rhetorical, but do you think this brings you more business? Can you see how this has brought you more business over the year, having a good warranty?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Because we go out and we really go after the trust with the customer. I mean, we're a big company. We got 10 guys out in the field, you know, 1.2 million, hopefully 1.3 this year. I mean, we're not the low ball guy. You know, our competition is tight. We got guys that come in and, you know, one third less than us all the time. So we have to sell what we have. We want that customer that wants that details, that wants a warranty, mm-hmm. you know, that's not selling their house in the next 3 months and doesn't care.
Right.
That's not our customer. Hmm. And so we sell trust. So the warranty just, you know, nails that trust.
And do you think, I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
And then the other thing it does too is if they say, well, what about this and what about this? And they, you know, they're real detailed in their bid. Well, I'm going to stand out here and watch them. I said, ma'am, you don't have to stand out there and watch them because we're going to warranty it.
Right.
We got a written warranty. You don't have to. If it fails in 6 months, we're going to be here. We've been in business for 35 years, so we ain't going nowhere. But
that's an amazing message. You are selling trust. That's a great message. So do you think from the other contractors, especially contractors in PDCA, Are other contractors offering something similar? What are some of the differences you've seen that you can provide some commentary on? People are going to be listening in and thinking, well, how standard is that? Because I get questions about warranties all the time. And so I know that you might have a little bit of a bird's eye view on what other people are doing and I guess how effective those other plans are.
You know, Chris, I don't know if I've really asked my PDCA buddies that much. I'm trying to think locally. I don't think they tout big warranties and, you know, go after the warranties. I'm trying to think of my, you know, they're all pretty much standard, I have to admit.
Okay.
So that's a really interesting question.
Gotcha.
I think I'm going to ask that the next expo where I'm going to be at the residential forum here coming up. In the commercial forum, I might ask that question and see if they tout these warranties to, you know, to try to boost their trust and sales.
Gotcha. Well, I've asked around and I'm getting that there are people who offer warranties, some more, some less. I think people just starting out in business are trying to figure out where the right line is. I know kind of like a few years seems to be standard among a lot of contractors. Some are reaching up there to the 7-year mark like yourself, 10 years. But you really at that point have to have a very developed, intentional idea about what you want to do and how warranties actually work and what's all covered. And I think people are waiting to get the experience to know how to write that into the contracts. I think also, how big do you make your contracts? I think you found a good middle ground between how much you're putting in versus how much you're putting on the website and referring people out. So I think that's going to be interesting hearing in the webinar, like how you structure that. Let me ask you a final question. If a business isn't currently offering a warranty and they want to, where would you advise they start?
Ah, good, great question. And so I would start right on the manufacturer and talk to their rep for one thing. And then get the manufacturer's written warranty, whether it's off the can. They should be able to give you some kind of document. Next, the other big thing, and you almost touched on it there, is especially for a new company, is you have to have a well-controlled company. Mm-hmm. You can't, you got to have your guys trained to standards.
Yeah.
In other words, you can't be, they can't be shooting by the seat of their pants out there. Mm-hmm. In other words, they've got to know, they've got to make it warrantyable. And they've got to be trained to be do that. So that's important first, because that's your huge fear for any contractors. Oh, if I warranty for that, I might have to go back. Well, make sure you're doing quality work first.
Okay. And then probably standards come in there, I'm guessing, right? The industry standards. You have to know the standards. You have to know how to bring your team up to speed.
Yep. Yeah. So training is important. PDCA can help you with that. PDCA industry standards. Then, Chris, after that, I would read other warranties online. So, you know, like you can go to MTS Painting and read mine on, you can find it under About Us. I read my competition's warranties, and that's partially how I built mine. A little bit, just to make sure I was, they had some pretty good ideas in there. Like, you only get warranty work if you've paid your bill. And so we'll talk a lot about that on the webinar.
Great.
And so that's what I would do, is study it from that aspect. And then of course your PDCA, your, you know, talk to your buddies in the PDCA or throw that question up there on Facebook or, you know, on all the social networks that we have on the PDCA.
For sure. Okay, good. Well, I'm excited about the webinar. You're always really good with helping people know where to go when they don't have exactly what they want. I know we've talked about contracts before. Matter of fact, I think, you know, having a workshop on contracts, like how do you build your contracts? How do you put warranties in there? That would be something to talk about for the future. I know you've done stuff like that in the past, but this warranty webinar is going to be interesting. Thanks so much for being willing to share, and you're always so good with helping people. Thanks for that.
Glad to help. I look forward to the webinar.
Paint Ed podcasts are a product of the Painting Contractors Association. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org. We'll see you next time. That's an amazing message. You are selling trust. That's a great message.